Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. Now, we've been discussing Brexit this lunchtime, and in that context comes news of a new six-day-a-week ferry service between Rosslare Europort and Dunkirk in northern France to begin on the 2nd of January. The direct service, which has been run by logistics giant DFDS, is aimed at giving hauliers and Irish industry a new option to replace the UK land bridge post-Brexit, with fears of hours-long delays on the land bridge once customs and other checks come into force in the new year. Let's talk now to Rosslare Europort's General Manager, Glenn Carr. A very good afternoon to you, Mr. Carr.
So, good afternoon, Brian.
So come January 2nd, what are you planning?
Yeah, great news today and great excitement. Six new services direct to the Port of Dunkirk with DFDS. These services obviously are what the haulage industry, our manufacturers, our food producers, our exporters and importers were looking for. And today in Rosslare, we were delighted to announce, in conjunction with DFDS, a new service that would be warmly welcome, I'm sure, throughout the country.
So this will bypass the UK on this land bridge. At this stage, what level of interest are you getting? Are you getting at this point bookings for the service?
Yeah, I've just spoken to the people from DFDS, and they're very encouraging. Already signs were out. Really going out to the market. The announcement today was just to announce the services, and they will be obviously involving a very detailed marketing plan now going forward. But great interest, and we're looking forward to great support for this service.
And this direct service, can you give some sense of the capacity it would have as compared with people who, hauliers who are using the land bridge there out of Rosslare? For those who will find that impractical in future, how many, what will be the capacity to replace some of that?
Yeah, well, what we know is on average about 150,000 units use the land bridge today. This new service will involve three vessels. Each of those vessels will have the capacity of at least up to 130 truck capacity on each of those vessels, each sailings. So, look, you're talking about the potential to shift 40 plus thousand of those units that currently go through the land bridge down to Rosslare. This is the start of a relationship with DFDS. They certainly have the capability to deploy more vessels as needed. We do also have additional sailings with the announcement by Irish Ferries and Stena to Cherbourg. We'll now have up to 13 sailings going directly to Europe from Rosslare Europort, commencing from January.
And do you have the capacity to ramp up if the ferry companies want to put on the additional services?
Yeah, we do. We've been planning for Brexit now for the last 2 years, both in terms of our capacity, our staffing, our infrastructure. We have just announced as well a 35 plus million investment for the port with Irish Rail, through Irish Rail. We have the capacity mm-hmm. today. We're looking forward to handling the new ships, and it's a great news story for the country.
Great. Well, listen, we appreciate you talking to us this lunchtime. That's Rosslare Europort's General Manager, Glenn Carr.